I feel like we should have, I don't know, a drum roll or something. Ko taku hoa inai nei, ko Nona Peltier, who joins me in the studio.
Yay! Here.
You are here. Happy red light, you know, day, if we can say that.
Red light day?
Yeah. So, should we talk about dairy farmers? They're headed for a record milk payout as strong demand and tight supply holds up. So, what's it going to mean for the economy and what about consumers? Are they going to have to pay more?
Yeah, well, consumers should be prepared to pay more. In fact, before I came into the studio, I did a quick check to see how much butter will cost because, of course, Christmas is coming, baking season, yeah. That sort of thing. And you can still buy butter if you shop around for about $5 for a block. Or $7 if you're not as careful. So it's really gone up. Yeah, big difference. So you can still shop around and get a deal, but you can imagine that the prices aren't going to stay at these levels. They're going to move up because dairy prices have. So the season's payout is now estimated. This is Fonterra. They're looking at a forecast season payout of between $8.40 and $9 a kilo. That puts the midpoint at $8.70. Now that beats the midpoint, the payout rather, that they did back in 2013 of $8.40. So that's a record payout for farmers. So while farmers will be happy, the economy is going to get a $13.2 billion contribution from that level of
payout.
Would
the money go round?
That money go round. Well, actually, it will probably be more than that because everything will cost a bit more. People will be spending more, so that money just goes through the economy. And, of course, needless I say, the New Zealand dollar is down. So that's always a big bonus for exporters as well. And since we export so much of our dairy, you can expect even a boost from that. Look, the New Zealand dollar is at 67.9 US cents. So we've dropped down below that 68. Mm. And that's because the Australian dollar has bottomed out as well. We've gone down with that. But we're holding steady against the Australian at 96 cents, 51.1 pence. And the local top 50 index, we are defying gravity here because there's been some weakness that we're seeing overseas as people are concerned about what's happening with the variant. But we ended up 6 points, 12,677. And that's where we are for the week.
Thanks, Nona. Ka kite, Nona Peltier joining us in studio today.